On today's episode of Insights, does your staffing firm need a Game of Thrones strategy? Is your social media messaging balanced for human readers and algorithms? And we detail a new case study from Haley Marketing Group where one staffing firm increased applications by 8% without increasing their cost per application. Today's episode is brought to you by Haley Marketing Group. Want to stand out, stay top of mind, and sell more? Haley Marketing's philosophy is simple: to make great marketing more affordable. Whether you're looking to drive sales leads or attract more qualified candidates, we make it easy for you to stand out in a saturated market. To learn more, visit HaleyMarketing.com. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights. Tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome to another episode of Insights. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing, Matt Lozar. Matt, let's get it started.
Let's go.
Content Blueprint.
Does your staffing firm need a Game of Thrones strategy? Now, while I say that a little tongue-in-cheek, and we'll admit I've never seen an episode, this is a topic that Matt and I have been waiting to talk about. You see, when it comes to real-time marketing, brands and organizations, and that's not just staffing firms, have a tendency to jump on the hot trend, even if it means ignoring their brand's voice, and more importantly, overall goals. So Matt, when it comes to content creation, should staffing and recruiting firms use real-time trends and events as a spin to their topic generation?
I'm not going to give a hard no, but I think it's very difficult because, I mean, there's a lot of noise. And let's use this Game of Thrones reference that Brad, you know, laid out on the table, or even Avengers Endgame, two extremely popular pop culture trends that I know nothing about, which is kind of interesting with my love for pop culture. But you can see if you're on social media during those shows for Game of Thrones, you know, when Avengers Endgame came out on social media, it's hot in the streets, as Brad likes to say. And you have to think about what kind of content is someone going to consume that you can add value to that matches your brand.
I think that's the important part there, is how can you add value on top of that topic already? If your staffing and recruiting firm has nothing to do with Game of Thrones, Avengers, a big-time sporting event, how can you spin that and how can you add value to that topic? So you don't just want to come in and have a blog post about the episode or about the movie because it's not in line with your overall goals. If candidates and prospects are coming to you with questions about staffing and recruiting or finding their next employment opportunity, that's why they're coming to you. That's who they see you as. If you're now the Game of Thrones experts, there's a continuity issue there. So it's how can you add value to the topic? How can you add a spin to the topic, but still keep it in line with what you do best?
Is there any way maybe just to throw Jon Snow in the headline? Like what kind of value does that add? So maybe Brad can share with us some examples he has seen in the past that work well with, you know, that real-time marketing concept, or I'm not sure if we can provide suggestions for, you know, these two trends that are very popular right now, but what has Brad seen in the past that has been in line with a staffing agency or a company's brand that hits that real-time moment? Because you do have to strike when the iron is hot, but you have to make sure that content adds the value that your staffing agency can give to its audience.
Yeah, Matt, this is going to be one that you can talk about perfectly. Think about Tiger Woods winning the Masters, right? Five things Tiger Woods winning the Masters can teach you about your job search, about your career growth and development. Battling adversity, coming back from absolutely nothing, coming from having this top seat and being, let's say, king of the hill to all the way at the bottom and then all the way back at Augusta, right? So real-time content, how can we tie in Tiger Woods' accomplishment into career growth and development? Maybe it's what can the Tour de France teach us about hard work and perseverance, tying that into it. But again, it's coming back to the staffing firm. It's coming back to what you do for a living. It's not just commentary. It's not just thinking about the event itself. It's the value that you add to the event.
And I think in trying to not only frame that piece of content, I think the headline is also very important in what we've talked about with you know, in this content blueprint segment throughout past episodes of Insights, it's the headline has to be very good because someone might do a search, you know, a job candidate, you know, someone on the client side, and come across your most recent blog post on your website or on social media, and you know what can be in that headline to get them to click. So it has to be a really good connection. Brad's were a couple sports examples, but also, you know, is there something you can talk about with leadership or teamwork or camaraderie right now that ties into how a staffing agency helps on the candidate or client side?
So, Matt, I want to bring this full circle. I want to wrap up this segment. Do staffing and recruiting firms need a Game of Thrones strategy? You know, we use that title as a little bit of a joke, and the answer is maybe. It's thinking through your overall goals, your objectives. What are you trying to achieve this month through content marketing? Is it more applications? Is it more job orders? What as a business are you trying to achieve? If it's applications and you do want to put together a real-time strategy, what events are going to happen in May, if you're listening when this is dropped, or in the month that you're currently listening in, what events are going to happen this month that you can relate to that overall goal of driving applications? If it's a sport event, talk about perseverance, talk about career development, talk about coming from nothing and rising to the top. How can you spin that? So my short answer is no, you don't need that strategy, but maybe you do. It's how you can add value there, how you can add value to that conversation.
And maybe the easiest way for a real-time content calendar is also with holidays. Think about, you know, 4th of July coming up, or the summer, or Halloween, or Thanksgiving, you know, thankful blogs around Thanksgiving, you know, a play on words about, you know, being scared of the job search around Halloween. So it doesn't have to just be popular culture. You can work in content with those natural holidays, and those can, you know, same principle as Brad saying, you know, don't just blog about or write content, create content about these dates just because they're there. Think about the value your staffing agency can add, because people are in the frame of mind in the summer to think about summer, you know, tips relating to the summer. So what can you do to combine all those to produce the good headline, to produce the good content, and provide the value that creates the connection and nurture that relationship with your audience?
Matt, I say all the time, content, content, content. Really, I think it's value, value, value.
Social reach.
At this time, we'd like to welcome on Michelle McCormick, social media marketing advisor with Haley Marketing Group. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Michelle, tell us about your core role at Haley Marketing Group and how you assist our clients and prospects on a day-to-day basis.
So as a social media marketing advisor, I identify businesses' goals and then use inbound content and social media to drive engagement back to their website. This will eventually lead to more job orders and web traffic, and it just helps us reach their goals.
Love that you think about overall goals. It's not just content or social, but it's always coming back to what we're trying to achieve. Matt and I have talked about that on multiple episodes of Insights, always tying everything back to goals and objectives. Last month, you hosted Lunch with Haley. It's Haley Marketing's monthly webinar series with Dan Hong, our SEO strategist at Haley Marketing Group. The topic being staffing messaging, striking a balance between human readers and algorithms. Today, we'd like you to share your insights on staffing messaging. And how can staffing firms balance their messaging for human readers and algorithms?
Thanks. So the way this idea came about was I was lucky enough to go to Staffing World last year in October, and ASA released this study that they spent a lot of time and money and resources doing research and figuring out what job seekers are really looking for. And maybe some of the messaging that we've been doing for the past few years has been wrong because it's not meeting the goals of the job seeker. So I was able to listen to, you know, their findings and then some language that we're going to lose, some language that we're going to use. And it really just drives home that staffing or, job search candidates just want jobs. They don't need to know the benefits right off the bat. They don't need to know how, you know, a job could turn into something permanent right off the bat. They just want to know that you're going to work with them and find them. And from there, ASA put together a really nice hierarchy of needs on when you can start talking about those benefits. But the job, finding the job itself is the most important part, and that's the base of this pyramid. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what we should be saying and what we shouldn't be saying as far as, messaging and then the back end of websites SEO and how that's going to help your traffic improve overall.
So I need to break through just a couple examples of what you can say as opposed to what you shouldn't say in messaging from that report. And I know ASA put that together, but why don't you go ahead and walk through just for our listeners here what you should say instead of alternatives to that.
Okay. One thing that really stood out to me, and this happens with a lot of my clients, is everyone is very afraid to say the word temp or temporary. And really, that's what job seekers are looking for. And a temporary job seeker knows they're a temporary job seeker. So you don't have to massage your language to try to make the job thinker think or job seeker think that they're something that they're not. So one thing we can use in messaging and SEO is that we want to say the word temp, we want to say the word temporary, that's fine. A candidate also wants to know exactly what you're going to do for them. So you can say, we get your resume in front of the right people. And candidates will hear, okay, my resume is finally going to be read by a human. We work one-on-one with job seekers, and they hear, this recruiter is trying to get to know me as a person. Lastly, you can say, we make support services available, like interview prep, resume workshops, things like that. And the candidates will hear, this agency is trying to help me find a good job.
You know, in segment one of this episode in the Content Blueprint, we talked about whether or not staffing and recruiting firms need a Game of Thrones strategy, whether or not you need to use those buzzwords in your content. From your experience, do you think that makes sense using real-time events and buzzwords from, let's say, an SEO perspective or a messaging perspective?
Yes and no. So using something tied into Game of Thrones, especially now through the next three episodes, it's going to get a lot of clicks. You're going to get a lot of engagement from people who see this title and might want to read about it. But it's probably not going to be long-term traffic that you want. Maybe it's not the most targeted audience. Another thing to think about from an SEO perspective is when people are searching for jobs, they're not going to say machine operator Jon Snow. Like, those things will not go together. So from an SEO perspective, you want your content and your job search in the body of, say, the blog post. But from an engagement standpoint, sure, put that title in now, keep it relevant, and more people will click on it.
And Matt, I'm going to pass this to you real quick, because Michelle, if I'm hearing you right, it's about creating different messaging based on SEO meta descriptions and social media meta descriptions, and thinking through what the social user is going to read as opposed to what Google's algorithms are going to read.
Right.
Matt, why don't you hop in and just share for us how you can code the different blog posts to have SEO meta descriptions and social meta descriptions.
Sure, Brad. We can, when you set up your blog posts, you can use a plugin such as like Yoast by SEO, and you can create the different descriptions that show up in a couple of different places, as Brad said. The SEO meta description is that title that shows up in Google search results, and then the meta description is that description of the content that appears right underneath it. And that doesn't directly affect Google rankings, but it does affect if someone is going to click on the piece of content on the actual link. And let me explain that. So let's say we are writing a blog about, you know, three great resume tips for warehouse workers, just for example. And then underneath it, you could explain some of the tips, or say, you know, a staffing agency in Buffalo, New York shares its helpful tips on helping warehouse workers land more job interviews from recruiters. And the thought is the job seeker or the audience goes to Google with intent of looking for resume tips. Your content's going to show up in that Google result, and then you need to complete that thought and get them to act on your piece of content. That's more of that SEO meta description, meta title. The social side, you can also have, you know, the same plugin or a different way you want to share content on social to really get a quick hitting tip, you know, three great resume tips for warehouse workers. And that meta description isn't as much as present. You can do a little more short text or really, you know, hard hitting text to get people to click on it, because they're scrolling through that content on their phones, and we need to get them to have thumb-stopping content, that's hard to say, Brad.
Sure is.
To catch their eye, get them to click on your content on social.
Michelle, I want to loop you back in here to see if there's anything from the report that you want to share on SEO compared to social. You know, I think Matt did a great job summarizing the different meta descriptions, meta titles, and writing for the audience. So writing for human readers and writing for the algorithms. Anything else you want to add on that topic to add in some variety to what Matt already shared?
I think you can change up your message when it goes to social, because social is a lot more fluid. Something you post on Facebook won't be static on your website. So you can take a topic like machine operator resume tips, and maybe that's your blog post because you know that's what people are looking for on Google. But when you go to social, you can say, you know, don't miss these tips for machine operator resumes, or you're not going to clickbaity. You're not going to believe what number three is. Here's what you can leave off. So it's a good way to tie these things in.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Thinking about social copy is critical, right? You're competing on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all these social platforms. There's so much noise and so much competition that you're not only competing with other staffing and recruiting firms, but you're competing against friends, family members, bands, sports teams. There's so much noise that messaging has to cut through the clutter. So I think there's a ton of value in having and walking that line of clickbait and value, making sure that ultimately your content serves a purpose. Matt and I have preached on the episodes before that every post has to have a purpose on social media. But if the goal is to get people back to your website and it's traffic back to a piece of content, we also need to make sure that every post has some sort of element where people want to take action on that. Michelle, I completely agree. Walking that line of clickbait, making sure people actually take action is critical. Mm-hmm. Michelle, I want to thank you for coming on this episode of Insights and sharing your insights with us. If people want to get a hold of you, feel free to connect with Michelle McCormick on LinkedIn. We will also put a link to her Lunch with Haley in the show notes below, as well as the link to the ASA report on staffing messaging. Michelle, thanks again for coming on and sharing your insights.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Seen and heard.
At Haley Marketing Group, our team is consistently creating case studies that document the success of the programs that we work on with the clients that we're partnering with. The newest case study at HaleyMarketing.com is called Getting With the Programmatic: How Programmatic Advertising Increases Qualified Applications and Eliminates Wasted Job Board Spend. Matt, from a recruitment marketing standpoint, from a programmatic advertising standpoint, this is really your wheelhouse. So why don't you share with us the challenge that the client faced, the solution we came up with, and then ultimately the results that they were able to see?
Absolutely, Brad. And the client we're talking about here, it's BOS Staffing. They actually have three different lines or companies that are, you know, work together very collectively well. And they have a staffing side, a medical side, and a security side. And their challenge was, you know, they need more qualified candidates, surprise. And they also would like to spend smarter on job boards because a lot of companies have these recruitment budgets but don't really know the ROI. The solution is going to be, you know, the strategy is really going to be using a programmatic advertising software to improve job board distribution and to make better decision on the spending, which the goal is to generate more applications. The results, you know, our first month of running this service, this campaign for any of our clients was increasing applications by 8%. And that might not seem like a lot, but we're going to dig into the numbers a little bit more and I'm going to explain where that value comes into play.
Matt, why don't you walk us through programmatic advertising and how you can actually, maybe not so much programmatic advertising, but how you can manage your job board spend? Because, you know, candidly, thinking out loud here, if I'm dishing, let's say, $1,000 to Indeed or another ZipRecruiter, any platform here, can I actually allocate where that money's going to, or is it just one big spend?
We can allocate almost on the job level is what I would explain. And the takeaway I want people to think about with programmatic right now, this is my current charge, is the opportunity to fill more job orders faster. And I think that's really important because we can talk about, you know, Brad's example here of, let's say you have a budget on Indeed, you can allocate that budget, you know, by job essentially, or by grouping of jobs, to where we know those CNC machinist jobs are much harder to fill than, you know, a traditional warehouse job. or let's say you're in, you know, trying to find a driver or a healthcare worker or IT, those jobs are going to be harder to fill than, you know, more standard administrative assistant or customer service rep jobs. So we can create a strategy to where we can bid on individual levels of jobs, and then we can use the data to help us make even better decisions.
It sounds like a no-brainer then. So instead of just running money to Indeed and investing money that could get you, say, $1,000 on one job, you're being strategic with where you're allocating those funds. I mean, you don't need, let's say, 10,000 applications or 1,000 applications on one and then have zero applications on all your other jobs. You want that to be evenly dispersed.
That's a common pain point and problem we hear from staffing agencies. And in this case study, we highlight where we're BOS staffing in their last month on, prior to using programmatic, they had 92 sponsored jobs on Indeed. And 62 of those jobs in the month received zero applications, which is an enormous number. And by using, you know, this programmatic software tactic, you know, in the first month we had 66 sponsored jobs. Only two of them did not receive a sponsored application, which is enormous. And that's where I get back to the opportunity to fill more job orders faster, because I'm guessing you don't need 200 applications on one job. We want to spread that application distribution more horizontally to where, instead of just getting a lot of applications for a handful of jobs, you know, the tactic could be to get, you know, maybe smaller amounts of applications on more jobs, because if we can fill more orders, that's going to bring more revenue. And if you're losing money every day, every hour, you don't have somebody on that assignment for that job order.
I just want to reiterate that stat that matches throughout there. In the month prior to starting programmatic advertising, BOS staffing had 92 sponsored jobs on Indeed. 62 of those jobs received zero applications. In the first month with programmatic advertising, they sponsored 66 jobs on Indeed, and only two of them were remaining with zero applications. It's incredible success, Matt, and a true testament to the work that you're putting in here on the programmatic front.
The software allows us to do a lot of cool things. And, you know, digging back to that early result of 8% more applications with, you know, really not increasing the cost per application, you know, the beginning, we need to get some benchmark data. We need to figure out what it costs for your staffing agency in your industry, in your geographic market, to get applications. What's the cost? It's going to be different for somebody in Boston versus Atlanta versus Kansas City versus Phoenix. And once we have that benchmark data, we can align it with your goals to say, these jobs are getting the applications we need. These jobs aren't getting the applications we need. Let's adjust. And for BOS, what we did was we let the jobs receive sponsorship for 3 or 4 days. And then we looked at the results and created parameters that said, if our results aren't where we want them, let's spend more on those jobs that are underperforming. And the really cool and neat part of this is a recruiter doesn't have to do it. Somebody on your team doesn't have to do it. I don't have to do it. I don't have to sit there to set my alarm for Friday at, you know, 6 p.m. or Saturday at 10 a.m. when nobody wants to be monitoring their jobs, you know, really individually. And we can just set it to automatically take place and to apply these parameters with the real-time data coming in. And what BOS saw was, you know, 53 more applications in their second month, and the cost per application went up 8 cents, which is pretty negligible. And it's great to see that the software and the tactics worked exactly as we wanted them to.
Matt, for the person listening right now who's not sure where to get started or how to get started with programmatic advertising, what's your suggestion there? How can somebody get started?
My first thought would be, you know, to analyze your spend to see if you kind of have that data right now, you know, gather all the information about your applications, about your data, about your contracts. And then, you know, if you think you can handle it internally, which some companies can, you know, reach out to a programmatic company like an AppCast, a Recruitix, a PandoLogic, a Jovio, a JobAdX, and see how they can help. If you're looking for, you know, a recruitment ad agency or a company to really help you with that, you know, Haley Marketing Group has definitely launched this in the last 4 or 5 months to where, you know, this was our first client. We're up to around 8 or 10 now. And, you know, we're learning more every day. And I think one of our strengths here at Haley has been not only to learn the newest technologies to bring them to staffing agencies, but also our knowledge of the staffing industry. And that's where, you know, working with the Haley Marketing in this area, you know, that's where we can really provide value.
on Insights, our goal is to share our insights with you so that you can do everything on your own. Of course, if you need a hand with your recruitment marketing efforts, with your programmatic advertising efforts, I would encourage you to reach out to Matt on LinkedIn to get that conversation started. Matt's more than available to have that first conversation with you and guide you towards success, whether that is doing it on your own or having our team of educators help.
Yeah, always happy to chat. And also, you know, I've tried to write a lot of content and we've produced a lot of content on the Haley Marketing blog that explains, you know, different terms, different tactics, you know, should you have self-service versus a managed, the fears of programmatic, you know, different tactics and how it can really help your staffing agency find more qualified candidates faster so you can beat your competition to those candidates looking for their next assignment.
Matt, what I'm going to ask you to do is put two of your favorite programmatic blogs from HaleyMarketing.com in the show notes so that if there's anybody listening right now that wants to know the two best resources to start with, we'll guide them directly to those articles. That's our time for today, and thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast player or tweet us at HaleyMarketing. To stay current with Insights and the interview portion of Secrets of Staffing Success, hosted by Todd Lewandowski, please remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast player. That's iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Podbean, Stitcher, or you can always listen on HaleyMarketing.com. If you have a question for us, you can tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You can check out HaleyMarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.